Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is time to bury the hatchet, kind of, and admit that Tucker Carlson is a very good force for good on the right, despite some of his shortcomings, some of the things that I disagree with him on. Turning Point USA just had a massive event at the University of Indiana with Tucker Carlson. Over 3,500 people packed into this auditorium to hear Tucker speak. And obviously there's been some tension between Tucker and the rest of the conservative movement. Certainly some tension that I've had with him. Some say that Turning Point shouldn't have even hosted him at all. I think that this clip that I'm about to show you puts that criticism to rest, at least for now. Here's an exchange that he had with a pro-abortion student. And although, again, the clip, it's a little bit on the long side, I had to include the whole thing because it is just that good.
But abortion is murder, obviously, and everyone knows that. And people are so into it because it's the same ritual that every civilization ever been studied has engaged in, which is human sacrifice. Obviously, why did the Incas, and it wasn't just the Incas, it was my ancestors, the Vikings, all of them, killed people in order to appease the gods and give themselves more power.
Abortion isn't ritualistic.
Are you joking? They had an abortion truck outside the Democratic Convention. While you're here, maybe you could get an abortion. No, it's the most crazed level of fanaticism I've ever seen. Like when I was a kid, they would say, well, you know, there's probably some 12-year-old farm worker child who got raped and she's pregnant. Like, would you say to her she has to carry the baby? And I'd be like, oh, that's so sad. I can't, ugh. It makes me really sad. And like, I don't think she should have an abortion, but I get it. Now it's just like, no, abortion is the only right you have. It's all you have. You don't have the right to keep you from jabbing a needle in your arm with some unknown poison made by Pfizer. You don't have that right. You don't have the right to say what you really think. The only right you have is to murder your own kids? That's dark, dude. Listen to yourself. That's the saddest thing that could ever happen. Killing your children? The only thing in life, and I'm telling you this as a young person, with the greatest sincerity, I mean this as a father of four, the only thing that matters is not your stupid job at Citibank. Trust me, it doesn't matter. All that matters is having children, and your children are all that will matter to you. I don't care what you say. I've lived it. I know that's true. And so anyone who's like, oh, just kill your children. You know, I feel like a lot of the problems, this is, I'm sorry, Brookie, to upset you. Sorry. It's my dog. I don't yell at home. But... No, I think it's just grotesque. It's shocking that this happens. And everyone's like... Sorry. There's nothing more entitled than a female Springer Spaniel. Sorry. Anyway, it's the saddest thing. And to hear people like... I know a million people have had abortions. I don't know one who's happy about it, you know? And they're really sad about it. And it's awful.
Because it's not something that people take joy in. It's something that people do out of necessity.
No,
I think
not.
You're out of touch if you think it's a ritualistic thing.
Of course it's a ritual. How many abortions are there in this country every year?
And it's a matter of human rights, as you said. And it's a matter...
There's no human right to kill people, dude. Sorry. In fact, killing people is the enemy of human rights. The human right is to live.
Not a person.
It's not a person. Okay, it's not a person. But... Everybody knows it is. It's just so dumb. It's not a person. It's like, they won't. Why don't we show a video of an abortion? And let's see if you can sit through it. And you would feel sick to your stomach. You have. Oh, okay. Maybe you liked it.
I grew up in a church that thought it would be.
No, I don't. I'm sorry I said that. No, I'm sorry. No one wants to talk about the details, ever. And the most horrific things in life, including a lot that happens in war, including transgender surgeries, definitely including abortion, it's all couched in abstract ideological terms which are designed to prevent you from facing what's actually happening. A human being is being beheaded with a knife inside a woman. And that, if that beheading didn't take place, that would be a person, a human being, who maybe would go on to lead some screwed up life, maybe wouldn't, but it's not up to us. We don't get to kill people simply because they're in the way, period. And if you can kill children who are in the way, you can kill the elderly who are in the way, and in the end, they'll be killing us who are in the way. You can't do that.
This is the Tucker that I know and love, and I don't really have anything to add to what he's saying about abortion. I think his argument is simple. It's persuasive. What he's saying is abortion is bad, and we all know it. We all know it is. And leftists can lie, and they can say that they don't think it's horrific, but they know deep down that it is. It is human nature, given by God, to understand that murder is wrong. And I think Tucker makes his point perfectly. But he's been a fairly controversial figure on the right recently, apart from abortion. His comments on Israel, I think, are frankly obtuse. I've talked about it at length. His comments on Qatar and Hamas are really troubling. He has talked very positively about the Islamic Brotherhood. He said that Hamas might not be the terrorist organization we think it is. That's weird. He talks about Qatar like they're our greatest ally. I mean, he says everything about Qatar that pro-Zionists say about Israel, and yet somehow Israel's horrible and Qatar, it's okay to say those things. In any case, I am stuck in this place right now with Tucker of liking him a lot, like I really do, on so many issues, abortion being one of them, but also at the same time feeling like he is mistaken or even corrupt on some things, Qatar being one example. So here's where I've come to with all of this. And this, I think this applies to a lot of political commentators out there. I'm not going to talk, you know, there are some that are too far gone, but there's some in the middle, I think Tucker's one of them, that I've come to this conclusion on. Matt Walsh came out last week, got a lot of news on X, and he said that we need to come together as a conservative movement. We need to disregard the disagreements we have, and we need to agree and unify around the things that we have in common. And my first reaction to what he said was, no, I'm not going to write off and unify with Islamist apologists or anti-Semites. But at the same time, after seeing this clip of Tucker, it has made me come to a different conclusion. It's made me realize something different. I think we should unite on the things that we agree on. I think you can still maintain your integrity and talk about what you can agree on while still admitting that, hey, on that side, we're not unified. I think you can take it piece by piece or policy by policy. Even if Tucker is paid off by Qatar, which I don't know if he is or not. The things he says makes me think he is, but whatever. We'll just assume he's not. We'll just say I don't know, right? Even say he is. I am willing to come together with him on this issue specifically because it's just too important. When it comes to foreign policy, we may not agree. We can come down harshly on each other when it comes to Israel or Qatar or all the other things. But when it comes to abortion, for instance, I think that we can create coalitions around that. I really do. It's just that important of an issue. And so I'm glad and I support Turning Point USA for having him as a speaker. I don't think we should cancel him. I think that we should make him a part of the conservative movement, especially when it comes to important things like abortion. By the way, Turning Point now, you know, going away from Tucker for a second, going back to Turning Point. Turning Point is having massive success right now. I think in part because they know when to, hey, let's unify around this. Let's kind of distance ourselves from this. Andrew Colvett, he was Charlie Kirk's producer. He was on Fox talking about their insane growth right now. Here is what he said.
So just to put it in perspective, we had about 4,000 churches in the network before 910. We have added over 4,000 more churches. So no, we've doubled it. We have 8,000 churches in our network at TPUSA Faith. We've seen almost 1,000% growth across all social media platforms. And get this, we've had over 200,000 people sign up to become a part of TPUSA Faith. So what we're doing in the faith space has more than doubled. And it's again, what a testament to the legacy that Charlie Kirk has left. There's just so much more good than there is bad.
And this is what Democrats and the left cannot compete with right now. The thing that we have always had in deficit, the left always was favored in this, was their outreach and their cadres of social networks and organizations that they would put together. They did a really good job with this, especially if you look at the early part of the 21st century. The left always had this in spades, and Republicans could not compete with it. But that has completely dissolved over the past few years. If you look at it, you've got leftist student organizations that no one's heard of. I mean, they're out there, but there's not a meaningful group of them on college campuses. Antifa, terrified right now because they've been marked as a terrorist organization by the Trump administration. So Antifa's falling apart. BLM, donezo, they don't exist. Pride is even becoming incredibly unpopular right now. And so what more do they have? They do not have a Turning Point USA. They just don't. I mean, really, as someone who's involved in college things and someone who's had to combat a lot of that, Turning Point USA is a huge organization with a lot of pull. And I just can't think of a single leftist organization that has that same sort of funding, people on the ground, frankly, just members. Like, I've just never heard of it. You can put in the comments down below if I'm just missing something here. But they don't have what they had before. They don't have TPUSA. They don't have Young Americans for Freedom, which is the organization I was part of when I was in college. And the silver bullet in politics always is, what does the next generation look like? Because people are dying every day. Republicans are lucky. They have the older generation. But at the same time, when those people die every day, you're just losing your group every single year. And on the left, if you've got the young people, which historically they have, you're gaining people every day. That's not happening anymore. TPUSA is an organization of Gen Z, 100%. A conservative generation, for the most part, I think. I'm worried about the fiscal and economic liberalism that is in my generation. Socialism has gotten very popular right now on the left and on the right. But at the very least, this is a change. The social conservatism in Gen Z is incredibly evident. And TPUSA is one example of that. I was thinking of the movements on the right that I don't like just the other day. Even the movements on the right that I think are perverse and stupid, they are actually rooted in better things than liberalism and leftism for the most part. Like, the one that comes to mind first is the Red Pill Andrew Tate movement, which is incredibly stupid. I think it perverts masculinity. I think it is counterproductive to everything conservatism is doing. But at the very least, it is rooted in this desire to be the best a man can be, and to a certain degree, to have a family, right? And I don't think it's a positive in the world. All I'm saying is, if we look at Gen Z and we see kind of the poor movements that they're a part of, like this movement, at the very least, you're seeing that the popularity is rooted in these kind of social right-wing beliefs, like being masculine, like starting a family. And that is an improvement from the millennial man who is much more interested in being single their whole lives or being gay, you know, which is what we had 15, 20 years ago. The bottom line is, the left can't compete right now. I'm confident in 200 years, Turning Point USA is going to show up in every American textbook as one of the top organizations that shaped American politics. Before we get back to the news, guys, I just created my new Substack so I can interact directly with you guys. It's a free weekly newsletter where I'm able to talk about things I wasn't able to get to on the show, either because big tech will censor me or I just didn't have time to get to it. Again, completely free to you. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Poland is based, you guys, from taxation to immigration. We're going to talk about it. Let's start with the taxes. This is according to Newsweek. This is huge news. Poland's, this is a quote directly from Newsweek. They say, Poland's new president, Karol Nawrocki, who came into office in August, has signed off a zero income tax law for families with two or more children, following through on one of his campaign promises. And this next paragraph is so based too. They write, they say, both biological parents and those with parental responsibility over children, including legal guardians and foster parents, would be eligible for the exemption. Poland does not recognize same-sex couples through either marriages or civil union, or their families, banning them from adopting children. Unbelievably based. Like, so good. Let's just go through the list for a second. They're eliminating income taxes, which is great. They are favoring people with kids to do that, which is amazing. They are not allowing gay couples to take advantage of tax laws or take advantage of children. It just does not get better than that. Poland right now has a super low fertility rate. It is one of the things that they're struggling with most, despite being a pretty conservative nation. If you look at that area of the world, Czechia, Slovakia, Poland, these are very conservative nations. If you've ever visited there, I visited Czechia. It's like a paradise. It's freaking awesome because people there are actually conservative. Their governments, like if you look at Czechia specifically, which is what I'm a little bit more familiar with, there's really no left-wing coalition at all. There's no left-wing opposition. Like, it's just right-wing or more right-wing. And they're good nations because of that. One thing they are struggling with, though, is the low fertility rate. Right now, it's at 1.2 kids per woman. The replacement rate is 2.1, obviously. The U.S. is also below the replacement rate right now. And because of that, I think 100% the United States should do this. They should have this policy. To be clear, this is just the president of Poland signing off on this. The legislature still needs to sign it. It seems likely it will get signed, but it's not set in stone yet. I think the United States needs to do this. Obviously, there's a huge push right now in the U.S. to eliminate income tax. I think that we need to start with the people having kids. I don't think income tax should just be eliminated for everyone, because there's just not an equal level of people actually contributing in this country. It just does not make sense for us to treat people who have kids and people who don't as the same, because they're just, there's a different amount of contribution. I'm sorry. The marketing director millennial who has zero children is not the same as the stay-at-home mom with five kids. They're just not. The stay-at-home mom with five kids is contributing infinitely more to our country than someone just working for themselves. By the way, this wave of conservatism in Poland, it's not just taxation, it is also immigration. Poland's been cracking down hard, just like the United States. Go figure, they don't want a ton of people coming to their country from random places, especially the EU right now. Leftists are saying Poland is racist for enforcing their borders, which is always what the left says. Joe Rogan on his show this week actually brought this up, perfectly outlined why that's a BS argument.
A thing when an all-white country wants to stay all-white, where people get very nervous of. If you have, you know, let's say China. Like, China is Chinese people. We all agree that it's like, it's filled primarily with Chinese people. Yeah. There's people that live there from all walks of life, all over the world, but it's mostly Chinese people. If China had decided that they wanted to remain Chinese and stay Chinese, and that being Chinese is very important to what China is, no one would have a problem with that.
Yeah.
When a country like Poland does it, you're like, oh, those white people, yeah, they want to keep everybody out. They want it to be all white.
Yeah. And
because we're, you know, that's post-World War II. That's post-Aryan race talk. That's post-Nazi stuff. That's what people are legitimately freaked out about. That's the most recent stain in our history where we look back and say, wow, that was close.
To be honest, I don't really think it has anything to do with race. If you were looking at a third-generation Polish-Indian family in Poland, I think that they're just as assimilated as anyone else. What it really comes down to is, did you leave your old culture to go to that place, and how long have you been there? So like the melanin in your skin does not matter, in my opinion. But again, don't tell me that white Poles can't keep Poland, Poland. If you want Indian, go to India. If you want Chinese, go to China. You could see from this graph, by the way, that these policies are always more successful than the globalization crazy policies. You can see this is average annual wages from 1994 to 2024. For those of you just listening, Poland is top dog if you look at European nations. It's not even close. They've gone up 225% in the last 30 years. Slovenia and Hungary are the closest one. By the way, Slovenia and Hungary, very conservative nations as well, especially Hungary. Hungary has, you know, very conservative coalition right now. At the very bottom, you've got very, very left-wing places. You've got places like Germany. You've got Italy, Spain, and then the United States is in the middle, if you look at that. So for as powerful as the U.S. economy is, it's not even close to what Poland is looking at right now. Granted, Poland had a pretty rough go of their GDP since they were part of the USSR for a while, so they started lower than us. But still, if you just look at their growth, it is because of these conservative policies. New reports right now are suggesting that Poland is supposed to surpass the U.K. in GDP by 2030. Which is crazy, because again, the UK has been free. It's been a free nation now forever, and Poland is just now only 30 years departed from communism, and they're thriving because of their conservatism. So the real question is, which way, Western man? What are you going to do? Become like the UK with a stagnant GDP, high crime, and rampant immigration? Or are you going to be like Poland with a thriving culture, high GDP, and lower taxes? The progressive left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. It's on sale on Amazon. I talk about some nut stories you're not going to want to miss. Go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching today's episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. If you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please give the podcast a rating so other people will see it there. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.